Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong. Radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We are live from the TireRack.com studios. And at the end of your first year, Discover credit cards automatically doubles all the cash back that you've earned. That's right. Everything you've earned, folks, is doubled. Seriously. See terms. Check it out for yourself at Discover.com/match. Third hour on a football Friday. That means, of course, Lamar Mitchell at the bottom of the hour to get us ready for the NFL weekend, and then Rob and I with our NFL pigskin pickoff to wrap up the show. And Rob, we will stay right there in the NFL. A big game, not because the teams are good, but actually because the teams are horrible. The Denver Broncos, 0-3, against the Chicago Bears, 0-3. And Rob, they are both sitting on historically bad marks. Denver, of course, just gave up 70 points. And honestly, we know could have tied the record for points allowed if Miami had just kicked that field goal and they could have scored 73.
Right, but they were being nice.
They were being classy. Nice, exactly. And Chicago has lost its last 13 games. So both of these teams are horrible. Knowing how bad these teams are, Rob, they might end up in a tie.
It is pretty bad.
Oh, my gosh. But anyway, here's where I want to go. Now, there is a lot of talk, and has been a lot of talk, that Sean Payton will ultimately use Russell Wilson as his scapegoat. Right, we've heard him talk about Russ has to stop kissing babies and being a politician and all of that stuff, right? And The Athletic did a story recently after their 0-3 start. And an anonymous NFL executive went this far, Rob. Here's what he said. I believe Russell Wilson will have to play phenomenal to avoid getting benched. The way Sean Payton has talked about Wilson, I would look for it after the Kansas City game when they have a 10-day break, so going into their bye. The best move for them could be to look at the draft. But here's the thing. Payton could not stomach people thinking he is bad. If he were to tank, everyone will have to know, just like after the Washington game. So if he's basically saying, if you bench Russ, it's like you're saying, we're tanking, we're moving on from Russ, whatever. Here's what I would say, Rob. And first, in fairness, Diana Russini, reporter for NFL, does a good job with, for ESPN covering the NFL. She has said reportedly just earlier this week, I think, that the relationship between Payton and Russell Wilson is going well. So
he's not playing like he played last year.
Well, that's where I was going to go, Rob. Like, Russell Wilson is top 10 in yards per game, passing yards, top 10 in yards per attempt, one of only seven quarterbacks to throw six or more touchdowns this season. He's only got two interceptions. He's top 10 in passer rating, which his passer rating is the exact same as Patrick Mahomes, 99.5. So you're right. Russell Wilson has not been the problem. Now, their offense definitely needs to score more points, and you can attribute some of that to Russ. But he's played fine. He's played much better. He hasn't been spectacular. He hasn't been,
but he's not, you know, the reason
Seattle
that
Russ.
They're...
Absolutely. Here's what I want to throw at you, Rob. With what we've seen with the 0-3 start, the 70 points, the decline of the Denver Broncos defense from top 10 the past 2 years to dead last right now. And if you want to say, well, it was the 70 points that made, well, yeah, they gave up 70. They deserve to be last. But even if you take that out, they were bottom 10. So, Rob, with all of that happening, and that's not even to mention Sean Payton rubbing people the wrong way with what he said about Nat Hackett,
right,
and all of that, right? We may be past the point of Sean Payton being able to scapegoat Russell Wilson. Sean has been so bad himself, and Russ has been solid. That do you think he can, now if Russ plummets and goes back to what he was doing last year, that's one thing. But assuming he continues to play pretty well, are you with me that, like, yo, it ain't no scapegoating Russell Wilson because you've been worse than Russell Wilson?
I agree. I don't even know how that could even be in the conversation at this point. For real. Russell Wilson would have to play awful against the Bears, Chris, with three picks, you know, a pick six, or, you know, like something of that ilk where it's just disgusting where you look at it and go, man, this guy, he can't play. Like, and I know one game and he's played pretty well so far. But, I mean, I would need something like that to even have that conversation. I don't think he's the reason that they're in the situation that they're in. We get it. Last year he was bad. He's not the reason. When you come off a 70-point game.
The players obviously get some of that blame. But, Rob, we're looking at the coach.
But you have to, Chris, because this is the only thing. If they pitched a shutout in the first three games, we would say, Sean Payton, look at what he's done.
Right.
You would give the coach credit.
Even though they were a good defensive team.
Right. You would still give him credit. So you can't I get the players play, but we do give coaches credit when things go right. So coaches can get blamed when they don't go right, because they will get credit if it's good, Chris. They will.
Oh, yeah. And he especially would have got credit. Rob, there's no doubt. When you give up 70 points, whether the players have quit on him or not, they certainly, and I think it was Greg Jennings, they definitely quit in that game, right?
Right. Greg was in that game.
Sure. 70 points?
In pro football, Chris, this ain't Pop Warner. Right. Or you playing some school where the kids are twice as big and you got a small team, you know, or something like that. This is
it's
NFL
not Division
teams.
One against Division Two
or Three or something like that. Right.
I mean, come on. So, Sean Payton, I just don't think, Rob, that he could get away right now. Now, again, like you said, if Wilson goes in the tank and just is horrible, that's another story.
Bad game or two, right.
But I don't think people would buy it. I really don't, because as good as Sean Payton has been, right, he's been a good coach. Hasn't Wilson been essentially that good of a player? Right? I mean, when he left Seattle, he got his Super Bowl just like Sean has. He's been to another Super Bowl. And he was viewed before he left or when he left Seattle as a Hall of Famer.
They thought he was going to win a championship, Chris, with the defense at Russell Wilson, right? I mean, yes.
You're talking about, like, and I know Russ, some people don't like him. They think he's corny. They think he's phony, all that. But a lot of people feel the same things about Sean Payton. So my thing is, I think before the season, when we didn't know if Russ would play well, and Sean had not had these gaffes and this lack of success, he probably was in a position where he may have been able to scapegoat Russ.
He was in a position, no doubt, because he's the new hire. Russ had was coming off the bad year. You know what I mean? Where a lot of people soured on him, Chris. So, yeah, Sean Payton had that in his back pocket. I don't think he has it anymore.
No, not right now. I mean, they better go on a nice little tear for him to get that. And for them to go on the tear, though, Russell Wilson's going to have to play pretty well. And so, yeah, I'm with you. I just think he doesn't have that card in his back pocket right now. He has surrendered that card because he's been so bad. Rob, how do you see this game? I think Denver's going to win. I think Denver absolutely has to win, Rob.
I think they win and win big.
I agree.
Because you have to bounce back from the embarrassment. There's a lot of good football players on that team. I'm sorry, and to be embarrassed in that nature in that fashion, Chris. It's a redemption game. They got to get their football program righted.
Right.
And the Bears are the general hospital of the NFL, Chris. When you play them, you get well.
Nah, no doubt about that. And Rob, they have to be able to look in. I mean, look, that 70 points is going to be with them. And they'll never forget that they gave up 70 points in a freaking NFL game. But for the rest of this year, they've got to get to a point. And maybe I'm overstating. I don't want to overstate, but I'm going to say what I'm going to say. They got to get to a point, Rob, where they can look themselves in the mirror again. I'm saying that somewhat figuratively.
No, that's what I'm saying.
If this is what you do, you got to feel like at the bottom of the barrel that you gave up 70 points in a game. So you have to go out there and spank the Chicago Bears. Rob, I think I've told you, my wife and I are watching The Wire. And we're in this season 4. We just finished it. And there's this one kid who's out on the block, out on the corner selling drugs, but he really ain't about that life. His mom kind of pushed him out there, and his dad was a soldier like that. And, you know, he rolled up on the little kid who had done him wrong, and the little kid back-talked him, and he didn't do nothing about it. And his friend saw it and all that. And so the next day he went, and in front of his friend that saw him back down to this little kid, he started loud talking somebody he knew he could beat.
Right.
And he did it, obviously, to make himself feel better in front of his boy. And that's what the Broncos need to do. They need to win, Rob, about 35-37-7 or something
like that. No, I get it. It's got to be a beatdown where you reestablish that we're a good team. We have a good coach. We have a good quarterback. And our defense is better.
Even
than
if
that.
Only to yourself, right? Other teams might still look at you funny. But you to yourself, at least you can say, all right, we that was a bad day. We put that behind us. Because, Rob, after the Bears, they win that game, they're 1-3. And I don't think they're going to make the playoffs. I don't remember. I don't think you picked them either, if I remember.
Not the
correctly.
Bears?
No, the Broncos.
Yeah, I didn't.
Okay. But after the Bears, they got the Jets. That should be a second victory. So if they can go 2-3, now they got the Chiefs after that. Two out of the next 3 weeks after that, actually. So those are going to be, and then they got the Bills. They got some tough sledding ahead of them.
Right. No, but they do. But
you at least got to beat the Bears,
Chris,
and the Jets.
But here's the thing. If you don't beat the Bears, my God, look at where you are. That's what I'm saying.
Right. Absolutely.
Your season could be annihilated.
Yep. So I'm with you. They're going to beat up on the Bears, and you wonder at some point, I mean, what are the Bears going to do? I mean, I guess you don't have to change Justin Fields right now, because at some point, Rob, they're going to say, you know what? We want Caleb. That's what they're going
to
say.
No, I mean, if it gets to that point, why wouldn't you?
Right. They're going to say that. And I think they can still trade Justin Fields because I think somebody will feel like, okay, you're not going to get a ton for him. But, you know, he's athletic. He can run, obviously. We don't like the way Chicago was using him. You know, kind of like Trey Lance, right? He went to Dallas. I mean, I think somebody will, you'll be able to get something, a pick or something for Justin Fields. So, yeah, I think Chicago's this Sunday might be the determiner for them. That, okay, all on to next season. All right, it's the Odd Couple. Chris and Rob, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. We think, you know, everybody's talking about, oh, Sean Payton's going to scapegoat Russell Wilson. Rob and I think, at least for now, that ship has sailed. That he is in no position to scapegoat anybody. Especially Russell Wilson, who's been playing, you know, fairly well. Your thoughts next on the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, 877-99 on Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. DJ Alex Tyshirt is where?
I'm in the crates, Chris!
In the crates. We're live from the TireRack.com studios, and of course, we're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. All right, Rob, you and I think Sean Payton better think twice if he thinks he can scapegoat Russell Wilson, at least right now. What are your thoughts? Has that ship sailed? Has Sean been worse than Russ? Your thoughts.
All right, let's go to Coach G in Augusta. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Coach G?
Hey, not much, guys. Looking forward to the weekend like you are. First shot, Rob, you're doing your thing, man. You're doing your thing, Rob.
Appreciate
you too,
it.
Rob, you're doing your thing. You're keeping this thing real. Everybody, they're not doing what's good for Deion. I don't want to root against him. I want them to do good. Just if you can't, don't, you're not a superstar team. Just play fundamental football, slow the game down, run the ball. But what you're doing is good, Rob, because you're keeping it real. I haven't heard nobody else with Chris do, but besides your station, do that. Everybody wants to blow up, and then when he starts losing, here comes the victimhood.
Right. You can't have it both ways. And nobody, right. Chris and I, we both love what Deion is doing. I mean, when he went to Jackson State, Chris, we loved it.
Right.
We did.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that no matter what happens, the world's against them. They want to beat them. Your USC, your Oregon. Oregon had won 26 out of 27 at home. You think they wanted to lose?
And you have been talking some mess.
Right.
We're fine with it, but you have.
Right.
Can I comment on the quarterback,
yep.
Shadur? Here's the deal, man. Listen, he's been showing up at these interviews. You've seen him. You know, he got the $500 Gucci glass, whatever they are. He's got the ice on the neck, ice on the wrist, and supposedly just bought a brand new Maybach. Let me ask you all a question. I'm 21 years old. I got a fresh Maybach with lambskin seats. Wait, you think I'm thinking about some old ducks, or am I thinking about that dinner reservation at 10 o'clock after the game? Come on, guys.
Well, I'll say this. We got to remember, this is not a kid that grew up poor, and now he's, you know, getting his NIL money and he's just going crazy. He grew up rich. Let's just keep, we gotta understand that. He grew up rich because of his dad. And so I don't know. Maybe it's a problem, but I don't, you know, I'm not going to automatically say that because he's grown up with the finer things in life his whole life. That's what he knows. So I'm not going to hold that against him.
All right, Coach G. Appreciate you. Thank you so
much. But remember, Rob, remember when Deion did say something to that effect when he was at Jackson State, when they first came out with the NIL money? And he was like, are these kids going to keep working? Remember that?
No, I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know.
You could always go back and get those quotes, Chris, when people said stuff back in those days.
And he was very outspoken against the kids, you know, do they need this money? Wait till you get to the NFL for it.
You don't have to wait. Not when the colleges were cashing in. We were in line saying, we all with it. Why not, Chris? Right. Coaches getting $1 million sneaker deals. They don't even wear the sneakers.
Rob, I still think these colleges are getting off easy.
They're not paying.
No, it's corporations. Yeah, they're boosters and stuff like that, but still.
The university
it's not
ain't
the money.
Playing.
Right, exactly.
So. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how this plays out. I know I sent you earlier, Chris, the team that needs to bounce back the most this year, this week.
This weekend.
And we talked about Denver, right, coming off of that.
Right.
But we also talked about we needed
you mentioned Dallas and
what was the other team?
Baltimore.
And Baltimore. Baltimore lost to the Colts. Dallas got embarrassed by Arizona. Which one? Because I'm actually going to do a parlay, Chris, with all three of those games. Because I think all three of those teams got to win, like are looking to bounce back in a big way after losing disappointing games.
Okay, the two I would say absolutely, obviously Denver, we just talked about them. They got to win if they want to have any semblance of a season, right? Dallas, Rob, guess who Dallas plays next week?
Who they play?
San Francisco.
Yeah, oh yeah.
So you don't want to put yourself in position to lose three straight. So I do think they have to come out and win. They know they gave
away a game.
That's a
big game then. Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, and New England, look, I don't think New England's very good. I don't think either one of us picked them to make the playoffs. But you're not just going to disrespect New England. You know what I mean? Like, they're going to give you a tough game.
Yeah, you better
Belichick's
be careful.
Belichick's going to come up with something, defensively. And, you know, they can run the football. It's going to be tough. But I think Dallas does win. But Baltimore, I think of the three, Rob, is the least desperate. Now, they lost a game they should have won. I felt like, I don't know how closely you watched that game, but when they were in overtime, it was a few times where it seemed like they felt like, okay, we got it. You know what I mean? Like, we're in field goal range, we got it. And next thing you know, it's fourth down and they're not there.
Right.
You know, it seemed like they relaxed a little bit to me. At a few instances in the game.
That's a game they got to win. I'm sorry.
Yeah. That's a bad loss.
That's a good team.
Look, Cleveland's legit. I mean, I'm not saying they're great, but that's going to be a good game. So if they lose to Cleveland, I don't think it's as bad as if Denver or Dallas lose this weekend. So I would say for sure Denver and Dallas. And to a lesser degree, Baltimore.
The one thing that's surprising to me, Chris, and I haven't really looked all the way. I know Deshaun is questionable, right? Is questionable. I'm sure he'll play.
Yeah.
But for Cleveland to be only a 1 point, right? Aren't they 1 point favorites? Are they just?
Yeah. They're 1 point favorite. Yes.
Yeah. 1 point favorites. But Chris,
and they're at home.
Right. But normally 3 points for the home team. You know,
right,
like that's
right.
Normally it would be -3.
But don't you think people feel like Baltimore is better?
No, I know, but that's
but
what I'm saying.
Banged up like a mug. Too.
I know, but but it says something. Do you know what I mean? It should be three. They're coming. Cleveland's coming off a couple impressive wins. They've only
so you
allowed.
Think that means Deshaun might not.
I don't
play?
Know. Like it just sounds like weird. Like I got to take Baltimore +1. That's what I feel like. I just feel like it because.
Yeah.
Why would it only be a 1-point game with Baltimore banged up on the road? I get it, it's a division rival.
Cleveland's had some good wins.
Cleveland's giving up one offensive touchdown.
Off his best game.
Has Cleveland given up one offensive touchdown, Chris?
Maybe two.
But not that many.
No, more than two. And it might just be one.
I think it's one I read, but I'm just saying, like, when you look at all those things, they should be a 3-point favorite at home at minimum.
That's interesting.
I don't know.
It's interesting. All right. But anyway, we got Lamar Mitchell. Right, we'll get with him and ask him some of these questions.
Man, I've been hot on the pigskin pickoff.
Steve DeSager.
I was 4-1 last week.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
We'll get to the playoff chase games in a moment. I must mention the Yankee game tonight.
Uh-oh, what happened?
We all know the Yankees have, let's put it mildly, have not had a good year.
No.
If they lose the three this weekend to finish the regular season, they'll be finishing 81-81. The good news is they're at Kansas City this weekend, a team that's lost 105 games. The starter tonight for the Yankees was the overpriced Carlos Rodon, not having a good year with the new Yankee contract. And he's coming off two great seasons. This year, no. First inning at KC tonight, he gives up 6 hits in the first inning, including a homer and 2 walks, did not get an out. Kansas City was up 9-0 in the first inning. It's now 10-3 Royals in the bottom of the fourth.
Wow.
This nearly tied the record, according to the great baseball researcher Sarah Leggs, in the expansion era. So that goes back 60-plus years. Only one other team has scored more runs before an out was recorded in the first inning. That was Boston. Got 10 before their first batter came up with an out on the scoreboard. That was about 20 years ago. So the Yankees are down and down big. Meanwhile, good news for the Marlins as they fight for a wild card in the NL. They've scored 4 runs in the top of the eighth, and now top of the ninth, they lead 4-3 at Pittsburgh.
They were down 3-0. What a comeback.
That is a comeback because, as we mentioned earlier in the show, this is the team that had the late night at the Mets game last night that was suspended by rain in the top of the ninth inning. As for the Cubs,
who was pitching for the Pirates? Kent Colby? What was that?
Everybody was pitching for the Pirates. Literally, they've used 8 or 9 pitchers in this game. The Chicago Cubs are getting shut out. It's 3-0 at Milwaukee going to the sixth. Blue Jays lead 11-4 over the Rays in the top of the eighth inning. Philadelphia at the Mets rained out. They'll have a doubleheader tomorrow. About to start, Houston at Arizona. Diamondbacks' magic number to clinch a playoff spot is 1. As for Houston, they do have the tiebreaker advantage over Texas if it comes to that. For the moment, the Rangers are the first-place team in the AL West.
And they lead by 2 with 3 to play, right?
2 games over Houston, correct. And 3 over Seattle with 3 to play. Seattle is hosting Texas in a half an hour. The late game at 10:15 Eastern time, San Francisco hosts the Dodgers. The Giants fired manager Gabe Kapler today. Raiders quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo is still in concussion protocol. He was limited in practice again. The Raiders are at the Chargers Sunday. Chargers running back Austin Eckler with his bad ankle is doubtful, as is safety Derwin James with a hamstring injury. And there's college football on FS1 right now. Top 20 matchup, Oregon State leads late first quarter against Utah 7-0. Elsewhere, early in the fourth, Louisville is tied 10-10 at NC State. Back to you.
All right, thank you.
Have a great weekend, Steve.
You too,
thank
man.
You.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Our next guest, he's the man. I don't need to say too much, but I will. All right, football fans, be sure to tune in to Fox Sports Radio every Saturday and Sunday morning, 3 hours before kickoff. For Countdown to Kickoff, presented by BetMGM, they'll have you covered right before all of the Saturday and Sunday games, all the way through Super Bowl Sunday. You can listen to Countdown to Kickoff weekend mornings right here on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app. And that, of course, is brought to you by BetMGM. And this man runs BetMGM. He's the director of trading there. He is our man, Lamar Mitchell. What up, brother?
Yo.
What's up, fellas? How you guys doing tonight?
Doing great.
We are great, man. We are great. Let's get right to it. It's a big weekend of football. And the game of the week, Rob and I talked about this earlier. We're both excited about the Dolphins against the Bills. Buffalo's won their last two games by a combined 62 points. Miami's won its last two by a combined 57. All right. Now, of course, 50 of that was Denver. But everyone is expecting a shootout. So what kind of action are you seeing on the total in this game? That's got to be really interesting.
You know, you asked about that game because that is definitely the highlight game of the weekend. What we're looking at right now on this game here, we're looking at 53.5. There's been no sharp play on this, so that leads us
53.5?
Yeah, 53.5 is the number, and we don't see any sharp play on here, which leads us to believe we have the right number on this game here, and it looks like solid action both ways. But the over, the fans are really actually betting it 6-1 in favor of the over.
It might be a good one to take under on that. You know what I mean? You're expecting that big numbers or whatever. I might take
the big money. The big money on this is coming in on the under, but ticket transaction activity, it's just 6-1 on the over.
Yeah, I believe
it. So a lot smaller bet.
No doubt. Hey, here we go, Lamar. Mac Jones is 0-11 against the spread. In his last 11 starts as an underdog, this week the Patriots are 6.5-point road dogs in Dallas. Have to imagine that the bettors are pounding the Cowboys in this spot right here.
No, believe it or not. I mean, the sharp bettors are on the Patriots, plus the points. Yeah. Ticket count right now is even. But, you know, this is Dallas, so we expect to see a lot of people come in on the Cows later on Sunday. But that number right now, it is pretty juicy at 6.5. So the public, it could be one of those games where you normally would expect Dallas to get most of the action on it, but we might see the Patriots fans with that plus 6.5 say make it an even ticket count game.
All right, the Jags making their annual trek over to London. They got the Falcons.
They used to have four games over there at one time.
Jacksonville's currently going off as a 3-point favorite across the pond. Here's a two-part question for you, Lamar. When you have a neutral site game like this, is it more or less difficult to set the line? And what's the action like on this game? Because obviously Jacksonville hasn't really looked that great.
Well, don't tell that to the Jacksonville Jaguar fans. But literally, sharps are on both sides of this game. When we open up, they took the -3, and they took the +3. They took the -3, -105. Literally, ticket count on this game is 4-1 in favor of the Jags. And when it comes to Jacksonville, we typically know what we're going to get when they play across the pond. Usually, unless they're like a big underdog, we know that most of the public is going to bet on Jacksonville in this situation here. And that's what it still looks like here. We even have a large six-figure bet on Jacksonville -3.
I believe that. No doubt. I'm going to bet Jags -3. They need to win.
They do.
And they do. They desperately need to win. That team was moving forward. But all right, here we go. The game nobody wants to see. The Bears.
I can't wait to see it.
The Bears at 0-3 Bears, 0-3 Broncos. Denver's currently off as a 3.5-point road favorite, but they are 9-1 against the spread in their last 10 games. How much action are you seeing on this one? The Bears have lost 13 in a row, a Baker's dozen, and they stink to the high heavens. What we got?
You know, this is a game I want to see. I want to see what these quarterbacks are going to do here. But the starts on the Bears plus +3.5 ticket activity right now is about 2-1 in favor of the Broncos. We pick up a small win right now on the Bears. So that leads me to believe that, you know, we're going to see a little more activity coming on the Bears since it is two winless teams coming up this weekend. Sharps are on the total, both over and under. And the Sharps actually did lay the money line on the Broncos. So Sharps are, you know, mixed signal here. You know, they're taking the Broncos on the money line, but they're taking the Bears on the point spread.
Last thing from us, Lamar. Lamar Jackson, he's 11-1-1 against the spread, 9-4 outright as an underdog. This week, Baltimore is a 1-point road dog in Cleveland against the Browns. Now, knowing what we know about Lamar, knowing that Deshaun Watson is dealing with a shoulder issue, I got to imagine the bettors are all over the Ravens, right?
Believe it or not, they're not. I mean, last week, you saw last week with the Ravens that they were so banged up and the bettors were on the Ravens side last week. This week, right now, with Deshaun being banged up, and it's still early. We still have two more days before game time. Bettors are on the Browns at a 2-1 count. The Sharps on both sides are taking the plus points, and they're laying the points. So they're on both sides, but right now, DTR looks like he might be starting for them, but the betting public isn't on the Ravens because of this.
All right, let's go. Raiders travel to L.A. for a home game against the Chargers. We know that. Going to be a lot of black and silver. We know, but the Chargers seem to be holding a firm 5.5-point favorites in this game. Is that what the Sharps are holding the line? I know Vegas is a public team, but they've been disappointing this year.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The Sharps are actually taking the 5.5 on the Raiders.
Are they really?
Yeah, they're taking the 5.5. This is a Joes versus Pros game because the Sharps are on the Raiders, but the Joes are on the Chargers at a 3-1 ticket count. They're also betting this total under in this game here, the Sharps are. So we'll see what happens here, but definitely Joes versus Pros in this game here.
All right, Lamar Mitchell, great stuff as always, brother. Going to be a fun weekend, man. Have a great one with your family.
Definitely. You guys have a good weekend, too.
Yep.
Looking forward to catching up.
Thanks, bud.
All right, man. Peace. Pigskin Pickoff, NFL coming up. Keep it locked. Oscar, Fox Sports Radio.
I need baby oil.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
Of course, you know us as the host of the number one rated show in all of sports talk, the Paulie and Tony Fusco Show.
Yeah.
Now, the suits at Fox Sports Radio gave us this airtime because they wanted us to tell you how great our show is.
Why?
Yeah, instead of us doing that, let's just let our millions of fans do the talking.
Yeah, play the tape.
You don't know crap about sports. I mean, why am I even on this crap?
Whoa. That's the wrong tape.
Wrong tape.
Just forget that. Look, listen to the Paulie and Tony Fusco Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, it's the Odd Couple. Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, wrapping up a funky flashback Friday with DJ Alex Teicher doing his thing.
I'm Dusty!
That's right, we're brought to you by Progressive. They're making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and your car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. It, of course, is time for the NFL Pigskin Pickoff.
That's right.
You ready to retire? The Odd Couple is gonna make you rich.
Gambling, vice, corruption.
It's their Pigskin Pickoff.
That's right, everybody. It is Pigskin Pickoff, where Chris and Rob are going
at it with each other on this one. But let's go with week three before we go into week four. Chris, you went 3-2 into week three. And Rob Parker, you went 4-1 last week.
My goodness. That means I went 4-1 two of the three first weeks, right? Two of the first.
That would be correct. You went 4-1 week one.
Wow.
Yeah. So the rolling percentage right now, Chris is 8-7, so he's 53%. And Rob, you were 10-5, 66.
Mike, 66.
What did Rob say about the Dolphins' hot start? It's too early. Let's wait.
Not on this. I'm hot, baby.
Well, let's keep the hot streak going, Rob.
Wrong.
We got five games.
I said I was wrong before. I did say it.
All right. Well, we got five games going on this week. And the first game we got is the Dolphins at the Bills. And it is -2.5 for right now for this game. What are we taking, Rob, Chris?
I'll go first on this one. I'm going with the Dolphins. I think the Dolphins, they're rolling. And I think they're going to, Tua so quick with his release that I think that's going to nullify Buffalo's passers. Remember, Jordan Poyer's out as well, and Micah Hyde's dealing with a little bit of a bum hamstring. So I got Miami on this one.
This is in Buffalo, and if I remember correctly, this will be three of the first four games for Miami on the road. They're not going to win their first three road games. They're going to lose. I'm going to take Buffalo -3, Chris, just from the road perspective.
Is it minus two and a half?
Minus two and a half, yeah. I got -3 earlier today. I did bet this.
All right. Number two game, we have the Broncos at the Bears. And the current one right now is -3.5. Rob Parker, what about you?
I'm taking the Broncos all day, -3.5. They have to redeem themselves. I know it's in Chicago. I got the Broncos winning by 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, I got the Broncos too. They got to win big, and I think they will. Chicago's reeling.
And they stink.
Yeah, they're bad. And look, Denver, I think Denver's better than their record. I mean, 0-3. But, yeah, I think they're going to put it on the Bears.
All right. We got you both on that one. Now we got the Ravens at the Browns. And, guys, it's really, really close. It's only -1 straight up on that.
Well, look, we talked about this one, and we talked to Lamar about it. I'm surprised, Rob, that more people weren't on Baltimore, especially with Deshaun Watson
dealing
with the shoulder injury. But that might mean, you know, people are expecting some things from his backup. But I'm going to go with Baltimore. Like you said, they, you know, they're coming off a bad loss. You know, this division is so tough, and the conference itself is so tough, Rob. You can't be giving away games.
No.
And they gave away a loss to the Indianapolis Colts. So I think Baltimore wins this one.
Me too. I'm reading through the tea leaves. -1 at home, Chris, with their record and how they've played, they should be 3-point favorites. It makes no sense to me. Why wouldn't they be 3-point favorites? They're giving up one offensive touchdown this year. I'm going with the Ravens, +1.
All right, guys. Well, next one we have the Patriots at the Cowboys, and the Cowboys are heavily favored with -6.5 with Dallas being home. Chris, let's go with you first.
You know what? Look, I think the Cowboys win the game, but I think it's close. I mean, the Patriots played Philadelphia close. They played the Dolphins fairly close. I'm going with the Patriots in a loss, but I'll take them with the points.
I'm going to take the Cowboys. 6.5 is fine. If it was more than that, 7.5, maybe not. I think they can win by a touchdown at home. They need to play better. They were just out of sync from the very start of the game, from moment number one. So I'm going to take the Cowboys -6.5.
All right, final game we have an even more of a big one. We have the Chiefs at the Jets, and the Chiefs are -8.5 on the game. Rob Parker, you take it away.
I'm taking the Chiefs. I don't like anything about the Jets. I'm sorry. Patrick Mahomes and them, I know they haven't been lighting up the scoreboard. Can they beat the Jets in Jersey by 10 points, Chris? I think they can. I got the Chiefs at -8.5.
Yeah, I got the Chiefs. I know they haven't been great at covering the spread, but come on. The Jets got nothing. They aren't going to be able to score. The Chiefs' defense has been playing great. And I know, you know, look, it's a good – going to be a good test for their offense in Kansas City because the Jets got a decent defense, but Chiefs going to put it on them. I've no doubt about that. So there it is. And we got two differences. So this is when I make my move.
This is when I further 10-6. What am I? 66%, man. I should be living in Vegas.
You close.
Yes. Oh, man.
Oh, here we go.
That's the way to send me
Alex,
out.
Alex.
Man.
What did he slide you, a $10 what? Bill under Maybe. The studio door?
Hey, he might have
like
tried
that?
On my new kicks. Oh, do they fit?
We out. Have a good weekend, y'all. Peace.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.